Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, September 13th. Overnight, corn was down 6.5 cents at 5.11. Wheat was down seven and three quarter cents at 6.80 3/4. In November, beans were down 6 cents at 12.80 1/2. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of beans to start the week here. I think this week is going to be about finding the real value after this report. I thought the reports were bearish. I'm not sure what caused the outside up day. Did the Chinese step up and buy? Maybe that's that 132,000. I don't know. But we're heading into the brunt of harvest, not at the brunt of harvest, but we're heading into the beginning of harvest here. Yields seem to be better than expected. The report, 176.3, is a much bigger number than what they were looking for. Beans at 50.6. And I believe these numbers are only going to get a little bit larger over time in the October report. So I just don't see what's friendly out here, why anybody would buy it. The funds are still long 210,000 contracts of corn. They're long about 40,000 beans, 40,000 oil. I think, you know, if December corn closes under $5, the funds, you know, I think they're in serious trouble out here. Now, if we were to have 3 good days of fund selling today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, then I'd say maybe sometime Wednesday or Thursday might be a buying opportunity here for a rebound. But I just don't see the fundamentals being friendly for the corn. If we violate Friday's outside up day, that's going to even be more bearish. Now, is that going to happen today? I don't know. But if we do close lousy today, it's certainly, you know, people took a closer look at this report and saw what I did, which is yields and carryouts big enough to get us through here for a while. Now, the Dow Jones is back up 255. That may have a little bit of a positive impact. Crude oil's up 86. Bean oil was down just a few ticks overnight. So maybe the crude oil will support the beans, bean oil, which might support the beans here this morning. We'll have to see. But the dollar's back up another 25 ticks, 92.85, so just under 93 cents there. So I think the week is really going to be about finding value, what the funds want to do. Are they going to continue to try to defend their positions? I would say export inspections this morning are going to be light due to the port problems in New Orleans. I would say crop ratings might slip a little bit. Maybe beans improve one, maybe corn down one. As we start getting into harvest out here, we expect the ratings to fall off a little bit. But clearly, you know, we've got more grain out here than we thought. The yield reports I'm seeing are generally pretty good, with the exception of North Dakota. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.